Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, ghosts and ghouls, and whatever other assorted spirits may walk the night. Hello, folks. Pardon my croaky voice. It is the middle of the night here, some ungodly hour, and I'm wide awake. I have not been able to get back to sleep. Something is on my mind, and it has in fact got me rather frazzled. So I thought that I would come and do a boo about this in hopes that talking about it might help to get it off my chest, so to speak. This actually makes me wonder what humanity is coming to. People seem to be sinking lower and lower into the depths of degradation. Although perhaps humanity was never particularly good in the first place. Anyway, what I'm referring to is this. I was listening to the radio a few hours ago, and I heard this 911 call that the host of a talk show was playing. Actually, I didn't know at first what the heck I was listening to, because I turned on the radio in the middle of this 911 call. So at first, all I heard was this voice whispering in sheer dread, and then the sound of gunshots and bangs and thumps. And I thought, good heavens, what on earth is this? It was quite startling. But then my usual friendly neighborhood talk show host came on and explained what he had been playing. It was this 911 call that was extremely realistic, but which actually turned out to be an elaborate hoax. And I am absolutely disgusted about this right now. So, on Sunday morning, at 6 o'clock a.m., the 911 dispatcher in the York region of Ontario got a call from a man who sounded like he was in utter terror. This man said that his father, who was schizophrenic, had gone on a violent rampage and had shot his mother and brother and was about to shoot him. Then, as I said, there was the sound of gunshots and all this banging and thumping. Then I don't know if the call ended or the dispatcher just stopped playing it. I'm not sure about that. I wish I could play it for you folks, but I don't have a recording of it. So, the 911 dispatcher did not have time to get this man's number from him, but it came up on her call screen, of course. So she looked up the number and got the address of the house, which matched it. And a police SWAT team rushed off to this house to investigate and see what was going on. Apparently they knocked on the door and there was no answer. So they broke down the door, shattering the glass in the process, and burst in, guns raised. They found a family asleep inside, woke them up, told them to get on the ground, cuffed them. And then they found out that they were at the wrong house. This poor family, which had been sleeping peacefully until this point, had absolutely nothing to do with this. The man who had made this 911 call actually was using VoIP, I think. But he was also using technology which allowed him to disguise his number and make it appear as if it was coming from somewhere else. Now, I don't hold the police responsible in this case. Yes, perhaps they should have done some checking up before they rushed off into the fray, guns blazing, so to speak. They should probably have called some neighbors in this neighborhood to find out whether they had heard gunshots. But I think they were afraid that there wouldn't be enough time. So they didn't do that. They just hurried off to see what was happening. So as I said, I don't blame the police in this case whatsoever. The person I do blame is the, insert very foul word here, jerk who pulled off this prank in the first place. The police, unfortunately, do not know who he is, because technology, the technology we have today is elaborate enough that they're not going to be able to find out. But I wish they somehow could, because I want this dude to face jail time. What he did was completely deplorable. It's not just the prank itself. That's bad enough. What really worries me is that this idiot, for lack of a better or more expressive term, has created a problem for people who make 911 calls in the future and actually have a legitimate, serious threat. It's like the story of the boy who cried wolf. As many of you may know, that story is about a shepherd boy who is tending his sheep and gets bored and decides to play a prank and cry out that there's a wolf among his flock. Well, of course, he does that one too many times, and after a while people stop believing him. And then when there really is a wolf, it kills all the sheep, and in some versions it kills the boy too, because people don't believe him anymore and they won't come and help him when he cries wolf. So now, I am aware that the police have to investigate all 911 calls, but the thing is that if this should happen again and there really is a legitimate threat, they might not be so quick to respond. And then when they get to the scene of the crime, somebody really might be dead. That's what's got me so up in arms about this whole thing. That and the fact that this poor family, who had nothing to do with this prank whatsoever, got woken up out of their sound sleep at 6 o'clock on a Sunday morning. That must have been a terrible wake-up call. Oh my word, I can't even imagine that. Anyway, I'd love to know what you folks think of this. Feel free to comment if you're so inclined. I actually wish people would comment on booze more often, mine and other people's. But of course, as you all know, I'm sure, I love that medium. And of course, I don't rule the world, so I have no control over that. That's too bad, isn't it? No, actually, it isn't. I would make a deplorable ruler of the world. I think it would fall into absolute chaos and stagnation under my hand. Anyway, I am plunging into utter inanity here, so I shall end this now, I think, and possibly attempt to get back to sleep, although I think that is beyond me at this point, so I might listen to some booze. Alright, folks. Ta-ta for now. Toodle-boo, as someone I know says. I think that's brilliant.